Chapter 1. Welcome to Time Out. I can guess what you're thinking. Time out again? What rule did you break this time, Roscoe? Well, since you asked, it was rule number 542. Do not pretend to need crutches when you really do not need them just to get out of an embarrassing situation. Personally, I don't think a guy should get punished for breaking a rule when he didn't even exactly know there was such a rule. But my mom and dad see things a little differently. Sometimes I wonder if they ever really were kids. You'd think people who used to be kids would understand that sometimes a guy just really needs a good crutch or two. You know what I'm talking about, right? Well, maybe it is a little confusing. I'll begin at the beginning of the beginning, with my friend Emma's amazing noisy shoes. Chapter 2. Something you should know before we get started. Mom says girls can do anything boys can do. Dad says boys can do anything girls can do. Probably they're right. Parents usually are. But somebody needs to make sure kids hear this news. Kids need to know there's no such thing as just for boy stuff and just for girls stuff. Like, for instance, dancing elephants can be boys or girls. Dancing mice, too. Chapter 3. Something else you should know before we get started. If you are pretending you smushed your leg, try to remember which leg is the limpy one and which one is not. This advice may come in very handy someday. Chapter 4. Mr. Megaphone. The first time I heard Emma's tapping shoes was during show and tell. Ms. Diz, my teacher, lets us bring all kinds of weird stuff to share with the class. She is a brand new teacher, so she likes to experiment on us. Once, Dewan brought a ferret, which is like a stretched out guinea pig. After that, Ms. Diz made up the no show and tells that can bite rule. Maya brought her grandpa's artificial leg to another show and tell. After that, Ms. Diz made up the no show and tells without permission of the owner rule. The same day, Emma brought her new tap shoes to school. I brought something from my noisy stuff collection. I always bring noisy stuff for show and tell. I love noise. Weird noise, funny noise, and, of course, best of all, loud noise. Here's what I've collected so far. Number 1, birthday party horn. Honk. Number 2, whoopee cushion. Number 3, toy fire engine. Wee-oo, wee-oo. Number 4, bongo drums. Bum, ba-bum, ba-bum. Number 5, junior rock star electric guitar. Screech! Number 6, cowbell. Dong. Number 7, Oliver, my stuffed elephant. Elephant hello. Hard to describe, but it sounds a lot like my grandpa when he blows his nose. The newest addition to my noisy stuff collection is my Mr. Megaphone. It looks like a giant ice cream cone made of plastic. When you talk into the mouth hole, it changes your voice, so you sound like a mega monster. A loud mega monster with a bad cold. When it was my turn for show and tell, I yelled, "Take me to your leader, first graders of the earth," into the megaphone. Half the class covered their ears. The other half went, "Whoa! Roscoe, that's a fine addition to your noisy stuff collection," Ms. Diz said. "Thank you for sharing it."